The climax of the whole thing, isn't it? Theatrically and dramatically and musically, is the riding of the chariot.
And the orchestration in that is amazing.
Could you describe that orchestration?
So the orchestra is... It was actually behind the stage, behind a gauze. It was quite difficult for James, the conductor, because obviously he was behind all of us.
Yes.
But he had monitors, and we obviously had monitors, but it meant a slight lack of contact for him. But the orchestration is mainly brass and wind, flute, oboe, clarinet, soprano, saxophone, bassoon, two horns, two trumpets, tenor and a bass trombone. Then there's a harp and a double bass, so the two stringed instruments. And then there is the most amazing amount of percussion.
Yes.
Four timpani drums, woodblocks, maracas, djembe, congas, tambourine, tam-tam, tom-toms, suspended cymbal, hi-hat. I mean, the list goes on and on. It's a huge, percussion piece. But in the chariot scene, Jonathan Dove writes the most amazing kind of repeated rhythmic section, which is bum bum ba da dum ba da ba da bum 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 ba da 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 bum bum ba da da ba da ba da 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 da. It's very cool. It's really good with the brass there and thing. It's really effective.